Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Those are the words of Jesus in our gospel reading for today. In fact, they were also the Alleluia verse for today. And it says that this is what Jesus was preaching as he went into Galilee, into the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the message of Jesus was for that time and for those people, a people that says were dwelling in darkness and the shadow of death. But it is also for us today to hear that same preaching, that we should repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that same message at that time was for the Gentiles and for those people, but it is also for us and for all people around us who are living in darkness. Just as it was for those people in darkness at that time, there are still people in darkness now. Here in this community, in Ossian, in Wells County, in Indiana, in the United States, and around the world. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. They needed to hear it then. And we and those around us need to hear it now. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we who have heard that message, have heard the message of the gospel, and have believed that the kingdom of heaven is in Jesus, that he is the one who forgives sins and washes us from sins, this is what we then proclaim to those around us. This is the center, the summary of our message to the world, to those living in darkness, so that they may have the light of Christ. As we sang in our hymn, O Christ, our true and only light. He is the only one who can lighten the darkness of this dark world, the only one who has lightened our darkness and can lighten the darkness of those around us, those who are living in the darkness of sin and unbelief. Because anyone apart from Jesus is in darkness. And the only way that they have light is in Jesus. And so we preach the same message that he preached. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And if this is to be the summary of our message, if this is to be what we are to say also to those around us, then we have to understand what this means. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So let's break it down and understand what these words mean. First, the word repent. The word literally means to have a change of mind. And we are to have a change of mind about our sins, so that we no longer embrace them and say they are good. And they are good for us and we have to do them and we have good excuses for doing our sin. But rather we are sorry for them. We regret them. We do not want them. We see them as darkness and not as light. And so the first part of repentance is contrition. That is to be sorry for our sins, to regret them, to not want them, to have a change of mind about them. Rather than embracing them, we hate them. That is the first part of repentance, contrition. But the second part of repentance is faith. You see, it's not enough just to be sorry for our sins, to regret them. There are people who feel lots of guilt over their sins, but they do not turn to Jesus for forgiveness. They turn to themselves, perhaps, and their ability to overcome their sin, or perhaps to cover over it and excuse it and justify it. But they do not turn to Jesus as the one who forgives sins. And so the second part of repentance, after contrition and sorrow for sin, is to have faith, trust in Jesus as the one and the only one who can forgive our sins, who can lighten our darkness, who can free us from bondage to darkness and sin and death, and bring us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, into the kingdom of light. Contrition and faith. These are the two parts of repentance. Sorrow over sin and turning not to Jesus or anyone else to do something about sin, but first and foremost to turn to Jesus as the one who pays for sins, because he paid for them on the cross when he suffered the wrath of God in our place for them and fully paid the debt that we owed to God. Contrition and faith. This is what we are calling all people to have. And people throughout history have been called to repentance. And they have believed by the power of the Holy Spirit. That is why you are here today. Because people proclaimed the word of God to you. And because the Holy Spirit worked and brought you to faith, buried you in baptism, gave you new life, turned you from sin and death, and made you a new creature in Christ. And we need to continue to hear this message, continue to need to call to be called to repentance for our sin, because we continue to fall into sin as we live with the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. So we are not done hearing the message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We too need to continue to examine our lives, to see our sins, to confess them, to hate them, and to turn to Jesus for forgiveness. But there's another part of this statement that we haven't looked at. The part where Jesus says, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You see, in this, Jesus gives a reason for our repentance. Why do we need to turn from sin? Why can't we just keep on going the way we're going? Indeed, there are plenty of people out there who would probably say that they're just fine with the way they're living right now. That what they're doing is okay. That they don't need to go to church. They don't need to come to Jesus where he has located himself for the forgiveness of sins. They are just fine on their own, even though they are living in sin and darkness when they refuse to come to receive God's gifts in word and sacrament. But they do need to repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That means that the rule of God in Jesus is nearby. It is there. It is at hand. And how is it at hand? After all, there isn't a consulate for the kingdom of heaven, is there? There isn't a customs and immigration office for the kingdom of heaven. We don't see God's army coming through the world and defeating people. Where is this kingdom of heaven that is at hand? If it is at hand, how come we don't see it before our eyes? Well, Jesus says in the book of John, my kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom transcends time and space. His kingdom claims people from all nations and peoples and languages all around the world. His kingdom has claimed people from the first century all the way now through the 21st century. And even before that, in the Old Testament, from the beginning of the world, his kingdom unites people of all times and places and languages in him. It is not limited by a particular geographical area. And his kingdom is at hand. His rule is at hand. How is it at hand? It is at hand in two ways. First, his kingdom is at hand as he is present in his word and sacrament, ruling and reigning over people, giving out the forgiveness of sins through the absolution, through the forgiveness that he gives in baptism, through the forgiveness that he gives in the Lord's Supper. Here is the way that he is bringing people into his kingdom. And here is the way that he is keeping people in his kingdom and sustaining them for the fight against the powers of darkness. Because you see, there really are only two kingdoms in this world. There is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light, and then there is the kingdom of Satan, which is the kingdom of darkness. And he is bringing people into this kingdom of light, the kingdom of heaven. And he is fitting them for the fight against the powers of darkness. And protecting and keeping them, being a mighty fortress for them, so that they do not fall to the temptations of the devil, the world, and their sinful nature. so that they do not fall to the powers of darkness. He is doing that here and now. And so his kingdom is at hand. And so people need to repent, because here is the opportunity to be in his kingdom and to be saved, to be rescued from the kingdom of darkness. His kingdom is at hand. And so we want to be done with our sins. We want to confess our sins, to repent of them, so that we do not fall out of this kingdom, because we know that it is at hand for us here, keeping us in the faith. But we also want those around us who are in darkness, who are despising God's gifts, who have fallen into the kingdom of darkness, or who never were in the kingdom of light at all and have always been in the kingdom of darkness. We want them to repent, because here and now is the day of salvation. Here and now the kingdom is at hand. Here and now God is bringing people into this kingdom. The customs and immigration office for the kingdom of heaven is open now. And one day it's going to close, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand in another way. Jesus is going to come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And in that day, the powers of darkness will be totally overthrown. The kingdom of darkness will be totally defeated. And all of those who are still in the kingdom of darkness, who have fallen to that kingdom, will be lost. And they will be separated from the kingdom of light forever. And there will be no more opportunity for anyone to come into the kingdom of light. And so we call people to repent, to turn from sin, because the kingdom is at hand. And the only way that they can be saved, the only way that any person can be saved around the world, is through Jesus. Those who do not confess the name of Jesus around the world, wherever they are not part of the kingdom of light. And that is why we need to go around the world and in our own communities, urgently proclaiming to people that they must repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because Jesus could come back at any moment. He could come back in the next 5 minutes, in the next 5 years, in the next 50 years. But he could come back at any moment. His kingdom is at hand. And at that point, in that day, there will be no more entry into the kingdom of light. It will be all over. And so we want those in darkness, dwelling in darkness, to repent, because his kingdom is at hand. And we want those, even who call themselves Christians, who may not explicitly reject Jesus, but who call themselves Christians, but say, I don't need God's gifts in word and sacrament. I don't need to come to church. I can believe in Jesus without coming to church. To believe is to trust Jesus. And Jesus says to come to receive his gifts in word and sacrament. And so a person does not trust Jesus, does not actually believe in Jesus, if they do not come. And we cannot fool ourselves into believing that those who make this claim are actually Christians and are in the kingdom of light. They are not bearing fruit. They are not coming to receive God's gifts. And it might be easier for us to believe that they are in the kingdom of light, because then we don't have to say anything to them. We don't have to do the difficult thing of saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It might be easier for us now, but it will not be easier for that person on the day of judgment. It is not loving for that person if we refrain from speaking out the truth that when they refuse God's gifts and reject them, they are living in unrepentant sin. And that now here is the day of salvation, and that they must stop refusing God's gifts and come to receive them, to hear his word, to receive his sacrament, and to be part of the body of Christ. To cut yourself off from the body and say, I'm going to have Jesus on my own, is to cut yourself off from Christ too. You must be part of Christ's body. And we must proclaim this boldly. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is the message that Jesus proclaims back there in Galilee. And it is the message that we as the church still need to hear when we see our sins. We must be sorry for them. We must turn to Jesus for forgiveness. And then we must proclaim this to our friends, neighbors, and relatives who are living in sin and are in the kingdom of darkness and despise his gifts. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the beautiful and wonderful thing is that we who are in Christ know that this kingdom, when it does come in all its fullness and all its glory, will be wondrous and great. And we see a preview of that, a preview of coming attractions, the trailer for the real thing, here in our gospel reading for today, where Jesus is healing people of their diseases. On that last day, there will be no more disease or sin or death. There will be healing, perfect healing, forever. And there will be no more sin, and we will live forever with Christ, who is our true and only light. Thanks be to God that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and we look forward to being in it and with our Lord forever. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.